With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The administration will partially fund the SNAP food aid program to keep it running during the government shutdown.
In response to a pair of judges' rulings, the Department of Agriculture will provide some SNAP benefits after funding ran out over the weekend. It's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive. It's also not immediately known how quickly beneficiaries will see value show up on the debit cards they use to buy groceries. SNAP is the country's largest food program and serves about 1 in 8 Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook northern Afghanistan before dawn today, killing at least 20 people.
Residents clear the rubble of their destroyed homes in the Afghan province of Samangam. Ahmad Zia tells CAP, "It was early in the morning and there was a strong earthquake. When I came out, the houses were destroyed and the air was very polluted. We've been busy rescuing the injured. Impoverished Afghanistan often faces difficulties responding to such natural disasters, especially in remote regions. Buildings tend to be low-rise constructions, mostly of concrete and brick, with some homes also made of wood. I'm Charles Tillotespa."
A corporate takeover in healthcare.
Kimberly-Clark is buying Kenvue, the maker of Tylenol, for $48.7 billion. The deal means several household brands will be under the same roof. Listerine mouthwash and Band-Aid made by Kenvue will be side-by-side with Huggies and Kleenex tissues made by Kimberly-Clark. The combined company will generate about $32 billion in annual income. The deal is expected to close in the second half of next year. It still needs approval from shareholders of both companies. I'm Mike Hempen.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports the religious profile of Latinos in the U.S. is now changing.
According to the Pew Research Center, 42% of Hispanic Americans are members of the Catholic Church, the largest single group. But that's down sharply from 2010, when 67% identified as Catholics. 17% of Latinos are evangelical Protestants, and 27% describe themselves as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. The latter number is a big jump from 2010, when only 10% of Hispanic people identified in that way. Michael Harrington reporting.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because of the administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements every year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback. This is SRN News. President Trump over the weekend said he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria as he stepped up his allegations. The government then there is failing to rein in a potential genocide against Christians.
President Trump's threat has triggered alarm across Nigeria. Many on social media are urging the government to step up its fight against Islamist groups to avert a situation where foreign troops are sent into the country. But officials have denied Mr. Trump's claim Christians are being targeted. An advisor to Nigeria's president, Daniel Bwala, told the BBC jihadists in the north were attacking people of all faiths without discrimination. Mr. Bwala said he would welcome any U.S. cooperation in fighting extremists, but insisted this must not be unilateral. Nigeria has been battling decades-long insurgency by jihadist groups such as Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa province.
That's the BBC's Chris Owokur. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.